morning. This is Zach Epperson here with your daily local sports update. Ahead of their big game against Grayson County on Friday, I had the chance to talk with Breckenridge County head coach Brent Hoddle. Coach, thanks for taking time to talk with me. First thing I have for you, the team is now 3-1 on the season. What has pleased you the most about your team's performance so far this season?
Well, like I said, it's just we've been trying to build it for, this is my ninth year there. We've been trying to build it up and get the program in a certain situation. And this year the kids really kind of bought in. And the camaraderie we've had, it's been fun to watch because they're enjoying practice. They're enjoying the preparation portion of it. And it's paying off in the end there. And they're getting wins on Friday nights. And it's just been enjoyable to see them kind of to see a squad that gets to enjoy the fruits of their labor a little bit, on Friday nights and get the rewards for the wins and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. And likewise, there's always room for improvement. What's the goal for the team in practice this week and just for, the season ahead?
Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, there's always room for improvement. That's what we always talk about. No matter how good you are, you're trying to go. We always talk about going from a good team to a great team. There's a lot of things that go into that. We're just looking to get, like I said, crisper, more execution. Every game, like I said, you're off at the front doing exactly what you're supposed to do. Your backs firing on all cylinders and just getting everybody on the same page, everything we do. And especially this week, Grace and I still do a lot of different things. Coach Smart does a good job. So this week, focusing on really preparation, getting lined up correctly to different stance alignment, and all that good stuff.
Of course, you got the big game against Grayson County this Friday. What does the team need to do in order to come away with a victory on Friday?
Coach Smart always does a really good job. He's one of, in my opinion, he's one of the best guys around as far as finding what your weaknesses, especially defensively, and exploiting that. And they might have to run 4 or 5 different sets. And once they find it, though, they're going to keep going back to the well until you stop it. And he's always been really good at that. So for us, it's really like getting lined up correctly because they're going to do kind of the same things we do in trying to put these defenses in a bad spot because they're not going to overwhelm you with athletes just like we won't. But they're trying to put defenses in a bad spot and gain the advantage one way or the other. So it's important for our kids to line up correctly and do what they're supposed to and be pre-snap aware of what's going on, that way they can just kind of fly around and play football with balls.
Absolutely, Coach. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. That's Breckenridge County head coach Brent Hoddle. His team takes on the Grayson County Cougars this Friday night. Last night in girls' high school volleyball action, it was Breckenridge County defeating Hancock County at home 3-0. Elizabethtown took down Central Hardin 3-1. Meade County defeated Frederick Frays on the road 3-0. North Hardin defeated Fort Knox 3-0 at home. John Hardin was defeated on the road at Thomas Nelson 2-1. Only one volleyball match on the schedule for tonight, though. Meade County is at home against Owensboro. That match set for 7:30. In boys soccer last night, LaRue County defeated Bethlehem on the road 4-3. John Hardin was defeated by Bullet East on the road 2-1. Grayson County with a win on the road against Campbellsville 2-0. Central Hardin defeated Meade County 2-1. And North Hardin defeated Fort Knox on the road 9-1. No boys soccer action on the schedule for tonight. They'll be back in action on Thursday. And wrap up your local sports and girls high school soccer last night. Grayson County with a tough loss on the road at Ohio County, falling 10-0. On tonight's schedule for girls soccer, Central Hardin is at home against Bardstown at 7 o'clock. LaRue County heads on the road to Hart County. That match set for 5 o'clock Central Time. Meade County is at home against Atherton at 6 o'clock. And then North Hardin hosts John Hardin at 7 o'clock. And that's been your daily look at our local sports in and around the area. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.